This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. Hey, listen, this is the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. You know, we're right here at 1600 Bucks Lair Place. Beautiful Buckatorium, lovely Sherrard, Illinois. I am Steve. I'm so excited to be here. Kurt's here.
What's up?
Eric's here.
Yep.
Doug's here.
Howdy.
And intern Tank Intern's here.
Hi.
Ugh. Guys, this podcast could not happen without our buddies over at HHA. Check out HHASports.com. We're all shooting the Tetra and the Virtus.
Name your favorite thing about HHA right now. One thing.
Scott Bakken.
One product that HHA produces.
Whatever Scott Bakken tells me I need to have.
One product you tell a listener about.
The Virtus Rest. It's one of the most fantastic rests. It's ergonomical, and I absolutely love shooting it. It's so easy to tune that even...
Use code WCB15 at HHASports.com.
Yeah. Boom.
Eric, Scent Crusher is a partner of ours.
That's right.
Tell me what your favorite piece of equipment that Scent Crusher produces.
My favorite piece is the tote.
The tote. I forgot you were the tote, man.
I'm the tote guy, man.
The
tote.
Nah, man, that's the bag. Get out of here.
The bag.
You're a bag.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa.
This podcast is also brought to you by North American Whitetail Championship. This is what this whole episode's going to be about, so we're not going to harp. But code, which we're going to mention in the episode, imagine code WCB25. Save yourself some money on the entry. Podcast also brought to you by Thermoseat, Victory Archery, Element Outdoors, Can Cooker, which is a fun partner of ours because it's a new partner.
Involves food, so I'm all in.
So we have our recipe of the month from Can Cooker. It's a simple recipe, but it's a very Midwestern recipe. And there's two different ways to do this recipe. So sweet corn, and you're like, yeah, sweet corn is easy, but there's a twist on it with this. So Eric, you just did sweet corn. You just went for it.
I went for it. I did 12 years in the Can Cooker. You put the little trays in there.
Yeah.
And you stand them on end, the fat end down.
Oh, you stand them up?
Yeah, you stand them up.
Oh, I
didn't
know.
So you can fit 12 in there.
Oh, right. Okay.
A stick of butter, salt, pepper, and then I added garlic salt to it.
Ooh.
How long did that take?
Half an hour.
Half hour? Damn.
Yep.
Okay.
How good was it?
Yeah, 12 years. It was freaking delicious.
So I'm getting ready to do that. Chase Ralston from Rebline, he told me pretty much the same thing, but he said do a can of Mountain Dew, a half a stick of butter, and then season with whatever.
I got another dozen in my fridge right now. I'm going to try that with Mountain Dew.
Yeah, let us know. He said that like the Mountain Dew just brings a certain flavor out in it that's amazing. So check out.
I love Mountain Dew. So
you know what? Do yourself a favor, save some money, use Hillbilly Hollers from Fairway.
Oh, Fairway, yeah.
Or what's the Ivy brand?
I'm going to try that out. But yeah, check out Can Cooker. I'm going to take it on some hunts this fall. I'm probably going to take it to South Dakota and Oregon, and we might make some little camp meals with it, like some venison stew type stuff or roast.
Yeah, I got a backstrap left I'm going to throw in there one of these times. Yeah.
I'd like my backstraps with like a hard sear. I guess you could sear it in the bottom on the stovetop.
I got a couple of roast recipes that I'm working on. I'm going to cook for you boys, and I tried one out, and I liked it, and I'm going to add to it.
You know what I need to do? I need to do that like that East Coast style, like, crab leg boil type thing in it.
Shit, like a crawdad.
That's what we had
at
Prairie Storm, Kansas.
We did. Down there. That was delicious.
Check out Can Cooker. Podcast is also brought to you by Elite Archery, Lone Wolf Custom Gear. Use code WCB for everything on Lone Wolf Custom Gear or code Undercover 50 for the cameras. The Silent Touch tape, I like to call it Slayer tape. I'm trying to push that really hard on the DeQuistos to call it Slayer tape.
I wish it was the other name that it came up with.
So people are like, oh yeah, that's just like a Moleskin or whatever the other, I can't remember the other brand. It's like a rubberized silencing grip tape. So it's not the same thing. I get why people think it is online, but it's not. It's different.
It's not. It's just not.
Just learn learn about it. Also brought to you by Big Tine, Hunter's Blend Coffee, and Gator Outdoors. And Steve, if he did his homework, should have a veteran shout out. And if he doesn't, he gets lashings. So the listeners better hope that he doesn't have one.
Oh, man.
10 lashings.
10.
Why are you looking at me like that?
10 licks.
Come get them to you.
Who you got?
Hey, the vet shout out this week is our buddy, Steve Owen, Sergeant First Class Owen. He was in the Army, an Iraqi war vet, and now he's retired. And he's a pretty good woodworker.
Yeah, he actually, fun fact, made our bar, folding bar booth for all our trade shows. And that guy, he's a wizard. That's going to sound weird. I was going to say, he's a wizard of the wood.
Well, he is.
Hey, next time he comes around, hey, what's up?
Seriously, if you guys need anything done, he makes gun rack flags, like the flag opens up to where there's like an AR can sit in there. Mm-hmm. He's working on some other awesome stuff. I was going to give away some of his secrets that he's working on, but I'm not. Crazy stuff. Like, the guy just loves woodworking. He's passionate about it, and he's one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. So if you need any woodwork done or some custom flags, you can do logos, all that stuff. Let us know or look up O Wood Custom Creations on Facebook. But awesome guy, and I'm glad that he's our veteran shout-out this week.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think?
I think we should get right into the episode. I'm excited.
You don't have a news segment for the people? Apparently it's a hit. I saw some iTunes reviews coming in that say, don't can Steve's news segment.
I thought you guys didn't like the news segment.
Well, you don't have one ready, that's why.
We don't, but I think other people do.
Yeah, I think the people do.
You guys...
You don't have one ready, do you?
I thought you guys hated it.
Come on,
dude. You guys want me to...
Are you half-assing this?
No, hey. I'm not half-assing.
He's falling off.
Hey.
All right, lashings.
Lashings.
Ten. Do you guys want me to just read news articles hilariously? I can do that.
You got three of them pulled up?
Probably.
Or I have to add, too, if you guys notice like an echo in the studio, it's because all the deer heads, all the good foam insulation in the studio is gone because the studio in my house is up for sale. So things are going to be changing. Hopefully.
The studio's for sale. His house.
Yeah, you made it sound like just the studio's for sale.
Buy it.
Lease it out.
Buy it.
Everything's got a price. But we're moving. We're moving towns. We're moving studios. So Steve's going to have to come up with a new name for the studio and a new intro. Oh,
this is where it all started. It's kind of weird, ain't it?
Yeah. It is. It feels very, very
Four
weird.
4 years. We'll just hope this fucking place sells, huh? Otherwise, we're going to be here another 4 years.
They're going to see like the studio, and they're going to be like, dude, it smells like men in Bush Light and just awful conversation in
here. I'll
take it for double the asking price.
Dude, I got dual ozone room cleans, scent crusher room cleans running in this motherfucker.
Dude, you better cut Dan a 10% if you sell this house. It smells so clean.
He needs a discount.
Go. Yeah, hey.
Fuck it.
All right, let's get to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
All right, on the phone with us, we got the homies who have put together the North American Whitetail Championship. We've got the uncle I've never had, Steve Schmidt.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? And
I'm doing great.
Oh, good, good. And a guy I peed next to a lot at Deer Fest, Brian. Brian, what's going on?
How you doing?
That's a true story, man. It's a hilarious one that we're not going to tell. Sorry, I brought it up.
Yeah, thanks for making it weird right out of the gate.
Hey, yeah, I had to.
You had to get out of the way, right?
Yeah, I had to get it out of the way so we don't talk about it again.
You're barely a host on this show, man.
Just barely. Just hanging on.
Hanging by a thread.
So, first of all, thank you guys for coming on the show again. Thank you, Steve, for coming back. That's a big deal you came back. And thank you for supporting our show and giving our listeners the code WCB25 to get into the competition.
Our pleasure.
So, what's been new, man? It's been, shit, has it been over? I can't even remember last time you were on. It's been over a year, right?
It was about this time last year. It was mid-August. You guys had me on, and I kind of introduced the world to the Bone Collector North American Whitetail Championship.
Yeah, and then we got to hang out at ATA, and then we kind of had like a consistent friendship since ATA, and You guys jumped on as partners and work with Rubline also, so it's kind of like a cool little family we've created.
So are you guys the ugly stepchildren that I didn't ever have?
Exactly.
Steve is.
Yeah, do you claim me on my do you claim me on your taxes, Daddy?
I do. I do, Junior.
That's how he forwards the paper this show. The tax return is what he kicks back into the show.
Yeah, we get like a third of Steve's tax return.
Shouldn't you guys be claiming me on your taxes?
Dude, yeah, you're a write-off, man.
So you keep the show afloat.
You're a write-off. All right.
I thought he told me he...
Oh, man, your phone, it sounds like you're in the middle of the Appalachia. We got to work on that phone. All right, one sec. We'll get that going. All right, I think Brian's found the only pocket of cell phone service in his area, so we'll get on with the show.
Yeah, hopefully he went to the bar and used a landline. We're hoping that's the case.
That would be the first time ever.
That'd be awesome.
I am on the roof right now.
So perfect. Tell us, I mean, our listeners know about it, from what we've said when we do our ads and all that on the show, but give us like the full breakdown on what the tournament is for people who didn't hear the last episode.
Yeah, sure. Be happy to. So basically what the Bone Collector North American Whitetail Championship is it's the largest deer hunting tournament on the planet. We've expanded from last year to encompass over 30 states and the entire country of Canada. So what we've done is that we've created a platform for the everyday hunter, you know, the Joe, you and me's of the world, that get up every morning and we go to our job and we bust our hump, but all we do is live for deer hunting. We've developed this platform for them to showcase their hunting skills, share their hunts, share their pictures, just help celebrate the whole sport of deer hunting. Mm-hmm. And get people excited about it again. And kind of the way it works, guys, if you remember, is that we broke it into regions to make it as fair as we possibly could. Then we turn around and we split it from a regional qualifier to the national championship. So the tournament actually goes over a couple of a span of 2 years. So the first year, so in 2019, we'll start the fall regionals with the opening of deer season, you know, wherever it is in your region, sometime in September, and we'll run it till January 31st. And all you do is you sign up, you enter the tournament, you pay $300 to get into it. We send you immediately $400 worth of gear. So we send you a brand new Tacticam 4.0 special Bone Collector Edition camera that's yours to keep. We've got some G5 broadheads. We've got a nice Gator camp cup in the gear pack. We've got Scent Crusher Ozone Go. We've got some lighted Nox from Victory this year. So it's some really cool products that they're all yours to keep. So the minute you sign up, you're a winner. Yeah. There's over $475 worth of gear in that box. So then you sign up and you register in a region. So you pick a region and you're only going to compete against the hunters in that region. So if you sign up for a region that includes Wisconsin and Minnesota, you're only hunting against those other hunters in those two states. We've got 14 regions, which are 13 in the U.S., and the entire country of Canada is the 14th region. So you sign up, you go out this fall, you climb up in your tree stand, public land, private land, doesn't make any difference. Mm-hmm. You climb up in your tree stand and you try to shoot the biggest Pope and Young scored buck that you possibly can to win the region. So if you shoot the largest scored buck in that region, you then qualify to go to the championship next year at Wicked Outfitters down in Lacine, Kansas. So you get a guided hunt as your prize for winning the region. And then once you get down there, you're going to get a brand new muzzleloader from Thompson Center. You're going to get, you know, scopes from Bushnell. You're going to get a whole pile of gear, but you're going to get a chance to go down there and hunt with a muzzleloader during their muzzleloader season for a chance to win $50,000 in cash.
That's crazy.
So basically you're giving people $100 plus more gear, and then they get a chance to win $50,000. Like, why would you not do that if you're going to hunt anyway?
That's when you save money using our code, which is awesome.
Oh, and then you save even more money. So, yeah. Like, why would you not
So, Steve, one thing I want, I don't know if you have these numbers in front of you, because I know we talked about, like, the region winners and stuff, and, like, for Iowa, I would think, like, a 200-inch deer would have won, or Illinois, you know, Iowa-Illinois region would be, like, a super giant. Same thing with, like, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and something like that. But, like, what were some of the top-scoring deer that won the region last year?
So here was the big surprise to us last year. And, you know, we heard that a lot, that, you know, it's going to take a 200-inch deer to win your region. Well, it really doesn't. There was one deer shot in the tournament last year that was over 200 inches, and it was shot in the Kansas-Missouri region. But, you know, the state of Wisconsin and Minnesota was one with 138-inch deer. See, Texas was one with 122-inch deer. You know, I think one of the Carolinas, that region down there, I think it was 129 inches one in. I don't remember them all, but here's
what was
the
Iowa Illinois region?
Iowa Illinois was 168.
What was it you cut out?
168.
Oh, shit. 168. I thought you said 138 at first. Yeah, I'm like, damn, I would have won.
No, I mean, that's a good solid deer, but, yeah, you know, it wasn't as big as everybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, like you would expect a little bigger. Just, I mean, right, that sounds shitty, but you just think some of the guys out there with some of the properties and just the skillful hunters there are. But, you know, getting it on film, too, is like part of the challenge.
That is. It really is. And that's part of what has to happen. It's how we keep this thing fair and how we regulate it is there's a reason we send you the Tacticam 4.0 camera, and that is that you have to use it to film your hunt. There's some little things you got to do, like, you know, you got to, after your kill, you got to film yourself, you got to, you know, film the retrieve, and then you got to, we send you some scoring tape in there, and I remember from last year, Kurt, you're a big fan of scoring tape.
So yeah, right when you said that, everyone in the studio just, like, locked eyes with me.
Dude, his favorite thing is watching someone clip a deer with an air bow and then put that trophy tape on there.
Yeah.
Dude, look at the eyes. I wish you could see the look he shot me. It was a deathly. He wanted to kill me with an air bow. That's
okay. I'm on shows in the past, I might have went on a rant on the air bow. I might have went on a rant on trophy tape. It's all right. You got me. You all poked right. Your fun. Now fuck off, Steve.
Wait, which one? Which one?
All of you.
All the Steves.
All joking aside, I get why the trophy tape is used, because it's easy for everyone to get a good grasp on where you lie in the competition. I understand that part of it.
Exactly. It's how you get to the final scoring. You know, that way everybody can do their own. We ask you to do it on film, and then it's real simple. You take this digital media, you know, off your Tacticam, take your SD card, you go to your laptop, you download it on your laptop, and then you just upload it to us on our website. It's really simple. You know, and then once you get out on the website, you're going to find a lot more. If you remember, I said this was a platform for everyday hunters to be able to showcase their skills, show us their successes, brag about those deer you shoot, you know, share them with a whole brotherhood of passionate deer hunters that are signing up for this thing. So once you get out there, your deer, we pull stills off your videos, but we put them out on a trophy room, so, you know, people can go out and take a look and see what's being harvested or killed in each region. But also it gives, you know, me as a hunter to say, look, I shot a really solid deer and I want to share it with you guys. So it's all out there. And quite frankly, there's a part of the trophy room this year has got all of the winners, regional winners from last year. So if a guy's interested, go out there, take a look, and you'll see exactly what the scores were and what the deer looked like that actually got themselves to the championship this year in Lacine. And there's 14 regional winners, and then we'll talk about the four additional winners, but there's 18 guys down in Kansas in September. I think it's the 16th through the 21st. And one of those 18 guys is walking out with a $50,000 check in his hand.
That's insane. Ooh. Can you imagine being that guy? You're like, yeah, I just signed up for this. And I don't know, I just picture, like, you made it that far. I'm sure they were like, holy shit. Like, I didn't think I'd,
dude, I'd
stumble
be,
into.
If I won that much money, I'd be so excited to find out all the new family members that I have.
Off 50 grand?
Yeah. Dude, he got the scummy as a scummy. That's what I say. When you win the lottery, you find out how much family you really have.
Exactly.
So at the championship, and this was about having fun, but it's also giving, you know, like I said, the everyday hunter a chance to kind of do what those guys that are blessed in the industry get to do. And they get to go and, you know, they get to film themselves. They get their time on TV. They start, you know, showing people how good of deer hunters they are, but they're making a living at it. Yeah. So that's kind of what we wanted to give some cash back to these guys and say, look, you're part of that now. And the good thing is we didn't stop at just a one, you know, winner take all either. So the grand prize of the championship's $50,000. The runner up, the second place guy, gets a $20,000 check. And if you're in third, you get $5,000. And all 18 guys got, you know, a guided hunt, guided Kansas hunt for a bucket list, you know, maybe a once in a lifetime hunt for a big Kansas monster. And our sponsors, we have some world class sponsors that got behind this thing. Guys like Bone Collector and Realtree and Scent Crusher and Thompson Center and Kennetrek Boots, G5, Prime Archery. Those guys all got behind us and helped push this thing, help get it developed. And those guys are sending product to these guys that made it the championship also. Mm-hmm. So each guy that gets to the championship gets a brand new Thompson Center muzzleloader. And Bushnell, another one of our world-class sponsors, is putting a, you know, brand new Nitro scope on it. That's not their bottom of the line. That's a top of the line scope.
That's cool, man. You know, so I can see, I'm going to kind of speak from my perspective and a listener's perspective at the same time, because for some reason, it's a trend. Everybody likes to go negative on things lately, and which needs to change. And people are going to poke at this in a negative way, I think. Like, I think mostly positive, but there's going to be the people in any situation that say, like, well, why's it got to be about the competition? But something like this, like you said earlier a little bit, mixes it up and makes things fun again. If this can draw interest in from non-hunters, it's kind of like the same concept as like a bass fishing tournament.
Oh, yeah.
But this could bring in non-hunters, draw some interest, get people more motivated, get people to do something they've never done, like filming, trying to film a hunt, trying to go for a certain caliber of deer, and you know they might want to shoot a 130-inch deer is their goal of a deer, and they might say, well, I'm going to join, and then I'm going to try and film my biggest deer, and it just really it's going to increase the health of the deer herd if people are passing deer to try and get something to win the tournament, but it might just get more people out there filming their hunts and creating memories and getting after it in a positive light. Like, you know what I mean? If I know there's going to be someone that say something negative, like just ignore it and look at the positives of this.
Right. Well, I you know, I'll take that. You know, this competition, you know, anybody that wants to step back and say, you know, well, why do you have to make a competition? Well, I will say that the beauty of it is it's not all about the competition. This is about us creating a platform. I speak for myself. Here, I grew up, you know, watching Michael Waddell and those guys on TV and wanting one day, man, I'd love to go out and have my hunt film a hunt and be able to showcase that, show other people and put myself in his shoes. You know, for somebody to be able to now just get past him out there, not that they couldn't before, they absolutely could, but now we're giving them the opportunity to put that out again, go out there, film their hunt, and then giving them a platform where we can put it in front of all of their peers. We're giving them a platform to showcase the hunt proud of. And you mentioned just the filming thing in general. I would recommend every single person go out there and film. Now, that's what I do for a living. You know, we have a production company, and you know, my life is filming. But, you know, championship or not, go out, film your hunt, create those memories. You know, the same people that want to talk about, well, why are you making it a competition? A lot of times the same people that said, oh, well, I'm just out there to enjoy my time in the woods, make memories, and that's what it's about. Well, that's absolutely great. But I would argue that the championship is still absolutely great. Because, you know what, we're giving you the opportunity to go out there, take your camera out there, capture those memories very easily, and be able to show those whoever you want to share them with. It's priceless for me to be able to go out there, film what I'm doing and experiencing. I got a 16-month-old son. Those memories, I will share with them starting out, and I'll never share with them forever. So, you know, as much as it's a competition, but the competition is for everybody. And you know what? There's a lot of guys that do enjoy the competition part of it. So it doesn't matter what kind of hunter you are, whether it's you want to shoot a big deer, you don't want to shoot a big deer, you hunt on private land, or you hunt on private
land.
So there's something in this competition for every single person.
Well, that too, and I just think, sorry, guys, Brian, your phone's cutting out bad. I know we all live in rural areas, and so service is bad, but we caught most of that. But it, even two is like my thing is if you want to join and you want a Tacticam, boom, you get all those goodies and the Tacticam. That's like the big prize. But but yeah, I agree. Like, you know, people are out there. Here's my thing, and I'm gonna take all the sugar off of everything. I like to be out and I like to spend time in the woods, and I think that's enjoyable. Like, I have a good time whether I kill something or not. But I'm not gonna lie. At the end of the season, if I didn't kill anything with antlers on its head, I take it seriously as a personal thing. I want to kill something with a 150-inch rack on its head. Like, that's, and it's not always about that. I get that. But for me, I like the self, the pressure on myself to make myself get after it and kill something that I can bring home and put on the wall and be proud of and then double down and get back straps out of the thing. But, you know, I think people are, sometimes I and I get why it's like a good PR move to be like, it's about spending time out there. It is about that. But man, I want to double along a 150, baby, and watch it fall right in front of me, you know. And yeah. It's cool. Even if it's on film and I can win $50,000 at it too,
even better.
Even
right?
Better.
Sweeten the pot.
Yeah, sweeten the pot.
Let's say so sweeten the can cooker.
Yeah, there you go. Nice shameless plug.
My view is this, is that we're all competitive by nature. Everybody is. That's why we keep score. I don't care what we're doing. You know, people don't go out and, you know, play a baseball game and not keep score.
It was an exhibition right? match. We didn't keep score.
Good job, everybody.
Right? I mean, we compete with each other. We compete with the antis to keep our heritage. We compete with each other for us, you know, the best place to hunt. We compete with that buck every year, you know, in that cat and mouse game of who's going to win. You know, we're competitive. That's what makes us, you know, hunters.
Yeah.
We're always competing with somebody. So, you know, I hear that a lot too, is that, you know, well, you know, why did you make it a competition? Or why is it all about a measuring contest? Well, you know, I look at that side of it too. And the reason that, you know, you come up with a scoring system, Pope and Young's measuring system, is it's simply, it's a point of reference.
Right.
You know,
it's just how, we had a conversation a few days ago, you know, if someone tells you I shot a 140, a hunter knows in their head what a 140, an experienced hunter knows roughly what a 140 is in his mind. So if I tell you guys I shot a 140-inch 10-pointer, you guys in your head can go, okay, that's a nice buck. You guys can picture.
I have a picture of that. Yep.
So that's,
I have a picture of what that is.
Yeah. So it's basically what it is.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing, is that one of the things that we didn't want to do is that this is not about, you know, who shoots the biggest buck. Yeah, it is. That's where you get to the $50,000 grand prize, but we wanted to make it about deer hunting. So what we did is, I told you about 14 different regions that are competing. You shoot the biggest buck in your region, you win the region, you get to qualify to go to the championship next year. There's also a way that you can get to the championship by just shooting a buck. We call it the governor's drawing. So if you shoot any deer, you can go out and shoot, you know, something that's barely legal that scores a whole 8 inches.
Dude, don't say barely legal, man. Don't say that.
Okay. You have to shoot something that is legal.
Barely legal. Oh, come on, dude. God, you are just like my uncle. Good Lord.
But no matter what it scores, you enter it in the tournament, your name goes into a drawing for the governor's spots. So we have two hunters that will qualify to go to the championship that all they did was kill the deer. Doesn't matter what size it is. If your deer didn't win the region, you're in that drawing. So we have an individual out of Pennsylvania who, that's how he got to this thing, is that he shot a really nice, you know, one of the biggest deer he's thought, you know, that he's ever shot in his life. I think if I remember right, it was around that 130 mark. Mm-hmm. But now he's in the championship with 18 other guys this year. He didn't win the region, but he's in there competing for $50,000. But we draw two governor tags to qualify for the championship. And then we took it a step further. There's a way that you can qualify to get to the championship and compete for the $50,000, you don't even have to kill a deer.
All right, this guy's my favorite. This is my hopeful to win, the underdog.
This is Steve.
This is me right here.
This is Steve.
So we've renamed it to the Steve drawing.
Oh, God.
It used to be the sponsor drawing, but no.
I like the Steve drawing. That's funny.
So what we've done is that, we wanted to give back to our sponsors because they have done a terrific job of supporting us in this thing. And, they're one of the main reasons that, we've been able to, get into year two and three and four and five. It's because we've got their backing and support. So what we did is we created a sponsor drawing, and all you have to do is go out, look on our website, check out who the sponsors are. If you buy any of their products that you're going to buy and use anyway, send us the receipt for that through our website, and your name goes into a drawing for two additional spots at the championship. So you don't even have to kill a deer, and you could end up in Kansas on a guided hunt, chasing big Kansas whitetails, and you're in the hunt, or you're in the championship competing for the $50,000 cash prize.
That's really cool.
Dude, this is not meant.
Well, hold on. I see two holes in this game.
Oh.
One hole, Steve. For our Steve, Steve isn't going to kill a deer, so he's out there.
Uh-huh.
Steve doesn't have any money to buy anything, so then he's out there.
Yeah.
So, but for guys that actually are like committed to life, that's a cool opportunity, especially like if you're in the tournament and you're going to buy a Scent Crusher gear bag, just an example, send the receipt in. And you're
or an Ozone Go.
Well, he comes with an Ozone Go.
It does, but maybe you need another one.
Hey, double down. Your wife needs one, too, because she's eating french fries on there every day.
Yeah, maybe still and stuff back there.
Sorry, dude, this is not McDonald's Monopoly. There's actually winners. Like, I don't believe nobody's ever won McDonald's Monopoly.
There's no way.
I've never met an individual that's like, oh, dude, I won like $400 off of, Monopoly from McDonald's. No, dude, this
won,
is
like,
real.
A small fry one.
This is real life.
What, real in Kansas, I don't care about what you're talking about.
No,
in Kansas, when... At the actual championship, explain how that works. So it's a muzzleloader hunt, I'm assuming, for time frame.
So it is. It's a muzzleloader hunt. And the reason that we chose that is it's kind of the opening of deer hunting in Kansas. You know, the bucks are still in their summer patterns. They're still, they're still coming into the food plots, those kind of things. And you got a really high chance of shooting some really, high caliber whitetails. So we chose that. It's also had something to do with Thompson Center wanting to be part of this, and we wanted to make sure that, we showcased deer hunting skills, not just archery skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the premise behind it. But, once you win your region, then you come to Kansas. You got to get yourself there, but after that, everything is taken care of. Your lodging, your food, blinds, stands. Thompson Center is going to give you a new muzzleloader. Bushnell's giving you a scope on it. Drake's even giving you clothing. I mean, once you get there, you're pretty much taken care of. So you'll start hunting on the opening day on Monday. You hunt 5 days, and whoever shoots the largest Boone and Crockett scored buck in those 5 days is going to be crowned grand champion.
Wow, and the check.
And gets a check. And what's kind of cool too is that we don't just this isn't kind of a anticlimactic ending. Also, on the last day, Saturday, the 21st this year, but on the Saturday of the season down there of this championship, we hold this huge awards banquet, and it includes we've got food and beverages and raffles and auctions and all kinds of fun things to do, and we have entertainment. This year we've got four Nashville acts that are going to play.
Wow.
We got two songwriters that are have got album contracts that you'll probably recognize. We've got a new up and coming Nashville star that's going to play for us, and then our headliner is Andy Griggs this year.
Nice.
So you get four different bands that are going to be, entertaining you. So it's a full day of fun.
Steve, I have one request, and maybe this wasn't in your plans, and I'm sorry if I put you on blast. I need a podium. I need a podium for the winner. You know what I mean? Like, I want, podium and, champagne spraying.
Yes, it's like an NBA championship.
I just think that'd be awesome.
Like a NASCAR race?
Oh, yeah.
We've got that. We've got the little golden confetti coming down, like on America's Talent or whatever the heck that show is. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
Hey, so Brian told me I could do 25 minutes stand-up right before the show starts. Is that still a thing? Or
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
It is.
All right, I just wanted to check.
Yeah, we've got you slated. Yeah, you're on the calendar at 6:30 in the morning.
You're waking everybody up.
No, everyone's already out hunting.
Wait, what the hell time sunrise in September?
Yeah, you got to remember that the party was Friday night because that's who, you know, that's when everybody found out who's the winner of this thing. So they're going to need entertaining.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that ain't going to go well. Steve's going to get shot with a Thompson Center.
Like, man, it blew a hole in that fat boy. Man, I need one of them.
So, guys, we think that...
What? That killed the momentum?
Fuck yeah, dude.
How? That shit was hilarious. All right. Back to what we were talking about. Sorry.
Steve chose to sponsor our show after the first time I let you add that in. But after this episode, I don't know how that's
going to
go.
Yeah, he's like, hey, we need to talk.
You know that contract? No.
I just tore it up.
Did you read the fine print on that?
Thank you for putting up with us, Steve.
Appreciate it.
Hey, this has been a fun ride for us, Tim. So it's been a good partnership. And again, you know, one of the things we did because of, you know, our affiliation is that anybody that is listening to your broadcast, your podcast.
Broadcast, I love it.
Yeah, your broadcast. But anybody listening to your podcast, you know, should realize by now is that because they're a member of your little society, there's a discount that's involved. We gave a 25% discount off of our entry fee if you use your discount code, and I'll let you tell them what it is.
WCB 25.
Boom.
All the members of our little society,
our little society.
It's the name of the first book we're writing. Our little society.
Everybody that goes to the same bar you do gets a $25.
Dude, people locally hate us.
Oh man, they
for sure.
That's hilarious.
A bunch of loudmouth drunks.
If we ever make like a group, like a fan club, it's going to be called our little society.
We're gonna have the stupidest handshake. We're just gonna like look at each other and just.
Oh, hey! Something else I wanted to bring up on the show. So you guys added teams this year.
Oh yes,
we got some really cool things yet that are yet to come. So we did add a team event this year. The team event's kind of an interesting little thing. What we did is we said, look, we want to give another opportunity to qualify for the championship. So if you enter the tournament, you go out and you get two of your buddies to enter with you. And once all three of you entered, you can go ahead and you claim yourself as a team. You register as a team. It doesn't cost anything additional. But what we're doing is that we're going to take and have a team event to where we add the score of all three of the deer that you kill and submit, and the largest aggregated score in the nation is going to be the winning team, and all three hunters get to go to the championship next year to compete individually.
Wow. Man, that's a deal.
Damn. So you go from being on a team, working together, and the next thing you know, you hate each other because you're out for 50 grand.
But you can still win in a single, though, right?
Yeah, right. And the good thing is that you're competing in your region as an individual. You're competing as a team across the country.
Damn.
Across all the regions.
We need to get Austin Chandler on our team right now. That would be good. Yeah, so you get the one dude that you know is going to kill a slammer.
Right.
And then you can try and kill your scrub bucks like Steve would.
The hell
do.
Are you looking at me for, dude?
And then there's your ride. You know what I mean?
So sure, riding the coattails. Yeah, dude, I'm team coattails. Who's joining me? Who kills big deer?
That's funny. You should do that. Team
coattails? You want me to start team coattails?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I should.
I don't think that name's taken.
Dude, team Jansport. I'm in the backpack. What's up?
I don't get that.
Jansport book bags. You never heard that term? Like, yeah, I'm backpacking everybody. I've got the whole team on my back.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, Jansport's a backpack. Like, you got to put the homie in there. All right. Team coattails. All right.
Oh my
God. What is the best team name that's out there right now, in your guys' opinion? Now, like, no bias, but come on. There's some funny team names out there.
There's some good ones out there. Team Send It was pretty good. They got entered not too long ago, and they had a special little graphic that they included with their team members. So that was neat. There was Team Hardhorn. That was an interesting one. Team Bonehead. That's pretty good. There's some interesting ones out there. So anybody who's listening, check out team names on our Facebook page. We're going to post posting all the teams up there. So
right now
we got some more coming.
Right now I'm rooting for Team Send It until somebody cooler comes along.
Dude, where is Team Bush Light at? That, like, that's our team.
Next week there'll be a Team Bush Light.
There's gonna be Team Bush Heavy. Like, oh, these guys. These guys aren't playing around.
We have. That's something that. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, one more thing about the team event, and that is what we found is interesting. We said we were creating a community and a platform for the everyday hunters. We've had some guys that didn't, you know, their buddies, they couldn't talk their buddies into getting in with them on a team, so they just started, you know, broadcasting and soliciting to get on somebody else's team. And these hunters have reached out to each other and said, yes, we need another team member. Glad we found you. That's really cool. Now they're reporting back to us saying, oh yeah, I've made new friends. I got a new friend in Iowa. I live in Kentucky, and our third member's out of Michigan. And we talk once a week now. And we're strategizing, and you know they're sharing things. And that's the community we wanted to build. That's the platform we wanted to provide to you know the guys like us that you know love hunting, but also are working for a living.
Yeah. That's a great point.
It's really working.
It's an awesome idea.
So we have, Steve, we have a team that represents a podcast called Team Hang and Bang, and we hand selected this team, and I think there's about, I don't remember the exact number, roughly 30 people in it, and they're all big buck killers. They're all passionate outdoor people, and they were talked about throwing together a team for this competition, and they were asking how to do it. So they just need to have three people sign up and then basically say, hey, we're forming a team. This is our team name.
Team Hang and Bang. No, they go out to our website. You'll see ones that says team registration. All they got to do is just fill out all the guys' names and their emails. So our system will check to make sure they're in the tournament. And then once they're a team, we ask them to send three pictures to us, and we're going to post it on our social media and,
okay,
think about them, and then they're in.
Let me make a disclaimer right now, because someone listening is going to go in and be funny and make Team Hang and Bang, and they're not actually Team Hang and Bang. So unless you get the okay from me, Steve, Team Hang and Bang registered, it is not registered, because someone's going to try and rip us off. So
yeah, and you Wisconsiners, there's no Team Bang and Hang. This is not it's Fleet Farm. It's Mills Farm and Fleet. All right? I'm just clarifying that right now for you Wisconsin. And I know I'm talking
That's
to
pretty good. That
Wisconsiners,
pretty good.
But
that was pretty good.
Just want to throw that out there.
So just to clarify, unless I'm like, hey, there's three Team Hang and Bang members that are making the team, it wasn't real. I'll give you the names.
It wasn't real.
So that's cool, though. That's a good point on the community, because that's like the camaraderie and everything that we're all about as hunters.
Yeah, we've got – we created a little private social page for the guys that are all regional winners and stuff, and the same activities going on amongst these guys. These 18 guys are becoming best friends, and they've never met each other.
Ugh. So I want some more trash talk, man.
I think I stirred the pot.
I want some hatred. I want people that like, dude, I'm going to stomp this guy. No, I'm kidding. But I love competition because it's always going to make everybody better. It's great that everybody's friends, but like, at some point, you want to beat your best friend. Like, you're like, man, I want my best friend's lady. You know, like, you want...
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the thing I was thinking of. Yeah, never mind. No, like...
Oh, that was just me.
I love when people can be competitive, but also, like, respect what we do enough that it's like, hey, we'll be buddies, but, like, I can't wait to beat this shit out of you in Kansas. You know what I mean?
And win 50 grand.
Yeah, that's... It's. Yeah. I would love to see that mix. So, like, please be like... Start trash talking, guys. We need to see this.
We might need to give you some access to this private group and let you stir the pot.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you know.
Don't do that.
I'll be poking the bear. I'm like, hey, man, this dude does this, and I know you don't like that.
Hey, you know what you should? You should have Steve do wrestling promo cuts for the teams.
Oh, man. Hey, I will do that.
All right, here. Yeah, all right, we're going to do a test one right here.
All right,
okay, so we'll take Team Send It and Team Bonehead was the other one. Okay,
yep. Team.
So you're going to basically what you're – all right, we're going to test out Steve's skills here. So we're putting him on the spot. This is non-edited, so sorry to do this to you, but this is great. Okay, so what you're doing right now, Team Send It and Team Bonehead – season's about to start. You're going to try and make a promo to get them fired up against each other, to get them both motivated to beat the other team. So Team Send It and Team Bonehead.
coming this fall, we've got two absolute beasts of teams. We got Team Send It, Team Bonehead, and they hate each other's guts. I love it. Because I will sit back and I will count the dollars as each member of each team goes out to the woods each and every single day that they can. And they're trying to get it done. And they're trying to get it done on the bigger buck. And they'll pass deer because Team Send It will say, well, it's 150-incher. I know that Team Send It, Team Bonehead, Team Bonehead has 151-incher. And they're just going to get after it. And I hope that after each arrow is laid in the lungs of these unsuspecting bucks, that the one true winner is. Tune in to find out.
I'll give you a B minus.
It was my greatest, but you know.
That's still pretty good.
You know what you got? F plus.
That's still failing, right?
No. Yeah. Steve, what do you think? What do you guys both think? Steve, Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd keep your day job.
Dude, this is my day job. What the hell are you talking about? Dude, I cut wrestling promos all day. I'm unemployed, but you know, it's my what I hope would be my day job.
I thought you're still.
No, I'm working.
You're working down there at the come and go.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you Wisconsin guys, are your Quick Trips? It's Casey's around here. I want everybody to know it's Casey's. When you talk about gas stations, you just call it the Casey's. That's all we need to
the
do.
Casey's.
Just want to throw it out there.
Oh, man, that was good. That was pretty good.
That's good.
Well, you get a destination trophy for sure.
Yeah. What was that? He has his RoboCop filter on. What the hell did he just say?
Participation trophy.
Oh, participation. All right, thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
So speaking of participation trophies, this is one tournament doesn't have.
Oh, you just called me a participation trophy, dude? Come on now.
There are no participation trophies in this championship.
God damn it.
I'll save you, Steve. So back to the tournament. So we talked about what's new for this year, and the team event's one of those things. But so, you know, there's the regional qualifiers. Somebody didn't talk about it, even if you don't win the region, you're runner up, Prime's going to send you a brand new bow. So even just being a runner-up in a region, you're still getting, you know, getting swag from our sponsors. Yeah. So you get the regionals to qualify for the championship. Once you're at the championship, you get a chance to, you know, win the $50,000. But just to sweeten it, because that wasn't enough, one of the things we did is that we also wanted to give the everyday hunter, you know, the average, you know, Billy Joe lunch bucket, as T-Bone calls him, the opportunity to experience those hunts of a lifetime. So we were able to acquire all these guided hunts that we give away each month. This month, if you sign up in August, we're giving away a fully guided elk archery hunt in Montana. Ooh. And all you have to do to be in that drawing is be entered in the tournament. So if you entered in February, you're in the drawing. If you entered in July, you're in the drawing. If you enter tonight, you'll be in that drawing. So by the end of the month, we're going to pearl one winner. We've already given away a guided whitetail hunt in Kentucky. We've given away a guided turkey hunt. We've given away this elk hunt. We've got two Canadian whitetail hunts yet to give away.
Jeez,
So we've got some really great opportunities for guys to go out and experience guided hunts that they probably wouldn't get a chance to, or they will, but it's a bucket list opportunity, and we're going to help you get it done. We also have Kansas whitetail hunt that's in that mix. But then just to take it one step further, something new for this year, we teamed up with Polaris, and one hunter that's entered in this tournament is going to win a brand new Polaris ATV at the end of the tournament.
Gee. What are you not giving away?
He's like, well, that's funny because he's like,
I guess here's one more thing.
I'm not giving my beer away. I'll give your beer away.
Steve Schmidt's the Oprah of the hunting industry right now.
You get a beer. You get a four wheeler, and you get a
dude. The elk hunt is like,
oh yeah,
that's that's the icing huge. Right there. I mean, the 50 grand and all the other stuff, but the elk hunt is like, oh, well, hold on, anybody?
Dude, hey, imagine.
Steve, you could win that.
I could. Imagine you pay.
You'd fail miserably, man. Oh, but you,
who cares, dude? I'm a failure no matter what. So at least I get to experience failure in a different state.
In
like
the
that's
mountains.
In the mountains. Like, dude, it's like, yeah, you're a failure. It's like, yeah, Tracy, who never dated me in high school. Yeah, but I'm a failure in the mountains. That was a little personal. I apologize. But
Tracy.
Whatever. I saw her on Hinge today. It was a long story. But for a couple $100 plus, you could use our discount code. You could potentially win $50,000. You're going to get all this great gear. A potential elk hunt guided with it. Dude, how do you not? I'm sorry, but I got excited. Good Lord.
In a Polaris four-wheeler.
In a Polaris four-wheeler. How do you not just pull out your wife's credit card and just run that number?
Just run it.
I mean, how?
Girlfriend, wife.
Yeah, just go online and do it.
We've tried to make this. We've tried to bring back value to everybody that wants to be a part of this community. And there's so many ways. I mean, again, I'll repeat myself, and that is just signing up. You're going to get a $400 worth of gear.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
You're already $100 ahead, and then you're in the tournament, and then you're part of this and having fun. We've also it's past us, but we're also coming up with these other little events like a virtual archery tournament, where whoever wins this tournament, you shoot in your own backyard and you video it, you upload it, and whoever's going to win, it's going to get $1,000 in cash. So we've got all these little fun events that we're doing.
You guys are the Oprah of hunting.
You are, for sure.
That's cool, though, because it gives people that are doing this stuff anyway, like you're building the community, but they're winning stuff at the same time. It's pretty cool, man.
When's Steve making the announcement that every guy podcast in this room gets a Polaris ATV too? Is that next? I forgot. I might be jumping ahead in notes here.
I'm waiting on that.
I thought it was an elk hunting trip, but
I'd rather go on a Montana elk hunt. So Steve, we'll let you think on that, man. We'll check back on the next episode.
Either or, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, dude, we show up to the elk hunt. It's like, guess what? You get to drive in. Yes. Thank you.
Stay tuned to the next episode.
Yeah. 1979 Ford Escort.
It won't be, if we're talking elk hunts, it won't be another year before that happens. Next month. Like, hey, Steve, we're here to talk about North American Whitetail Championships, good and everything, but like, let's talk about Montana elk.
Somehow Steve clipped a 350 on accident.
Yep. So that's
I'll tell you, and I'll give your listeners a little insight. I know quite a bit about this outfitter because I've been with them several times and I've shot a very big monster bull with them. But the camp, it's a wilderness horseback hunt. This guy's got a great camp. I mean, it's comfortable. He's got hot showers in the wilderness. The food is amazing, and it's really good country to hunt because there's a lot of elk in it. But the horses make it that much easier. It's not hard to hunt. It's not one of those. Where you got to like chase a dull sheep or something where everything is straight up all the time.
I would love to do a backcountry horseback hunt like that. Would be so awesome.
Well, that's what we're giving away. So,
Kurt, you better sign up.
You just got to be entered in the tournament to be in that drawing.
I show up and they put me on the donkey. It's like, dude, come on, man.
The mule.
I want to be out here, man.
A wood wagon.
with the wheels that don't quite, they're not quite round.
Well, I think what you guys are doing is absolutely awesome. I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of people to win prizes and get exposure and get out there and get some good video and good experiences. But it's cool, like the extra giveaways. Like you guys are going a little further than what I think is even necessary. I think it's great, and I think just keep going with the momentum. And I'm excited to see who wins the championship. We recorded at the Iowa Classic with mm-hmm. the region winner, and we're rooting for them. And we're
at the Ohio Classic, too. Ohio winner.
But the Iowa Classic, or the Iowa region, is our boy because he's from our region. He's going to bring it home.
He thought he was going to win.
He knows big deer. They can smell them where they're at. It's just the way it is. You drink enough Bush Light, you grew up in Iowa, you know where the big deer are. So
it's a fact. It's facts.
But no,
facts. Science.
We appreciate what you guys are doing. We appreciate you allowing. We appreciate the partnership. Is what I'm trying to say here. I'm out of Bush Light, so I'm shaking.
having withdrawals.
Kurt finally admits he has a problem. Mark it down, guys.
You're here first.
Yeah, the problem being he's out of Bush Light, right?
So thank you guys so much, and for coming back on the show. That's a miracle, actually. If we get people back on the second time. you know they were about it.
Maybe.
It might have been because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, guys, invite us back after the championship sometime. And,
yeah.
And that way we can share with you exactly what happened in September down in Kansas where somebody was crowned, you know, king of the Whitetail Woods.
Right. I want to see a podium and champagne.
Boom.
Yep.
All right. So. Well, anything else you guys want to add? Anything positive you want to add? Anything at all?
I actually do.
Well, I was asking the guests.
Oh, okay. So. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying you guys.
I was just going to post on that elk hunt one more time. So the elk hunt was given for September 1st. So sign up next 2 weeks by that hour, and you're in that drawing.
In the elk hunt drawing. Sign up in the next two weeks.
Right. And the way to sign up is to go out to our website, www.natc.com. I can't even say NAWTC.com. Again, that's NAWTC.com. Hey, you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those other social platforms.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Let's go around the room. Steve, Steve, go ahead and go first.
So when we were at Deer Fest, I did have the pleasure of meeting Brian, and I did get to sit in on a Michael Waddell question and answer, and you know, everyone knows how great Waddy is, and you guys are partnering with him. But just hearing him talk was, as a fan, was absolutely awesome. That dude is going to do everything for the working man that he absolutely can. He knows what he's got, and he's blessed, and he wants to share it. And it was just it was a great experience, man. I got to sit back there and just enjoy it. I'm telling you, it's a great experience, and you guys are obviously a great organization to be involved with. So. I would just hope everybody would highly consider, even if you think, hey, man, I might not be able to swing that much money this month. Man, pull some money together and go ahead and check it out. Use our code WCB25 and get involved in this, man. It's awesome. It's only going to get bigger from here. And I'm happy that I've been able to meet you two. And just, yeah, I wanted to actually
thank you.
Positive
got anything?
For some, once.
Season's just around the corner. I'm freaking pumped. I don't know about anybody else. But I've been scouting my face off.
Your face off. Keep face. That thing.
Keep that thing.
Doug, mustache is looking great.
Positive. I officially am buying a house.
Wow.
Dang, how
moving
are you?
Out of my roommate's house.
Your roommate's house, eh?
A.K.A. mom and daddy.
Yeah.
You got to make yourself breakfast now
big
before
boy
work. Eric.
No, I just want to say thanks, Steve, for all you do and bringing everyone together for this whole championship and all the stuff you give away. So
both
thank you.
Of the boys. Not
both
just Steve.
Steve and Brian, yep.
And, yeah, my positive is, of course, thank you guys. And I'm moving, and the studio's for sale.
Whew. So who wants to buy it?
It's for sale. So things are changing. We got big things planned. And I want to thank you guys for the partnership. And thanks, everyone, for listening. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.